about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New York Police Department said to be alarmed by posters outside the New York Stock Exchange suggesting that Luigi Mangione is a martyr and that the murder of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is, quote, a symbolic takedown over perceived corruption. Mangione remains in a Pennsylvania jail, refusing extradition to New York, where he is charged with Thompson's murder. Conditions are improving in Southern California. Santa Ana winds calmer, even though that fire in the hills above Malibu continues to burn. Out this morning, new numbers on inflation.
The November Consumer Price Index is expected to show a slight acceleration in inflation from the previous month. That might normally be enough for the Fed to hold interest rates where they are. But the job market continues to be resilient. Many economists expect the Fed to shave 0.25% from a key interest rate next week.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The numbers just released show consumer prices up 0.3% as expected. Pope Francis making his first remarks about Syria this morning. This is ABC News. Pope Francis making his first public remarks about Syria after rebel forces ousted longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad.
At the end of his weekly general audience on Wednesday, Pope Francis said he hoped a political solution could be reached in Syria after the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad's regime. "I hope a political solution is reached," he said, "without further conflicts and divisions, to responsibly promote the country's stability and unity." The Pope also called for different religions to be able to, quote, "walk together in friendship and reciprocal respect for the good of the nation." Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The Wisconsin father of three, who police say faked his own death during a kayaking trip, is now behind bars. Ryan Borgward is in a county jail north of Milwaukee. Authorities later this morning are expected to provide more details about exactly what he was doing. Police say he faked his death last summer, even dumping his phone in a lake and then traveled abroad to connect with a woman he'd met online. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips is hosting a cookie walk and soup luncheon. Dozens of homemade cookies and candy will be available to purchase for $10 per pound. The soup luncheon will include soup, sandwich, dessert, and a beverage for $10. Everyone is welcome. Once again, that's Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at minocquacars.com.
Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with four games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win the line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable, even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn, and you want people to know. You know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Phillips boys hosted Leona Wabino last night non-conference. Loggers win the game 62-54. Ladysmith beat Ashland 76-53. It was Stanley Boyd topping the Rib Lake boys last night 72-51. In other action around the area, it was Lakeland in boys action beating Three Lakes 53-47. Barron beat Hayward 84-60. Medford topped D.C. Everest 74-64, and Tomahawk boys beat Elko 71-24. Girls, Phillips traveled down to Athens, beat the Blue Jays 77-64. Prentice topped Shawamigan 58-44. We had that game for you last night over on 103.1. We'll have it archived later this morning for you at 98qcountry.com. Kendra Pritzel tossed in 15 points and grabbed 14 boards, and Butternut beats LCO at the Butternut Gym 42-18. Rice Lake a winner last night over the Lakeland girls 51-42, and the Tomahawk girls, they beat Elko last night 51-10. And a game added to our schedule tomorrow night. We're going to bring you Team Seal Hockey. They host WSFLG co-op team tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Rec Arena. We'll have the contest for you right here on 98Q.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. We've got kind of a nifty milestone here today regarding an important sport fish on the largest freshwater lake in the world. I'm talking lake trout, and I'm talking Lake Superior. I'll tell you more about this landmark turning point that fisheries managers recently declared when we return. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Following decades of rehabilitation efforts by multiple jurisdictions, native lake trout populations have been fully restored in Lake Superior. That's the message the Great Lakes Fishery Commission's Lake Superior Committee announced last month on November 20th in marking this major milestone in fisheries management and conservation. In the mid-1900s, lake trout populations declined to extremely low levels in Lake Superior thanks to overfishing and the devastation wrought by the non-native predatory sea lampreys. Through the 1954 Convention on Great Lakes Fisheries, Canada and the United States formed the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission. It was tasked with controlling sea lampreys, managing fisheries, and restoring lake trout populations across the Great Lakes. It's taken 7 decades, but it's worked. The commission estimates that the naturally reproducing population of lakers in Superior today is higher than it was prior to the sea lamprey invasion in 1938. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, 7 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
98Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late.
the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song. All of my fans applaud. They clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song. It's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really bit. Uno, due, tre, quattro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We can do the better this time, I bet. Hey! What's the matter, you? So bad,
hey.
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody. What's the matter, you?
Hey.
Got no respect.
Hey.
What do you think you do?
Hey.
Why you look so sad?
Hey.
It's a not so bad.
Hey.
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up in your face.
And it's 8:14, another edition of Reality Radio. Joel here, and sometimes reality is nobody wants to come talk to you. We don't have a whole lot. We don't actually have really anything except for Darren Patterson. Our Shawamigan AD will join us at 8:30, update us on Shawamigan sports. We'll do our birthdays coming up in just a little bit. If you got one, 715-762-3221. We do have some local community events we'll talk about. But yesterday, I was yesterday afternoon, in between taking a little bit of a nap and pondering life and all kinds of stuff, I was I stumbled across some information that was talking about artificial intelligence. And it crossed my mind that there may be a few of our listeners that maybe don't know much about that, because I don't know a lot about it. I've learned a lot just in the last probably 6 months about what that is. And so I thought to myself, if I'm going to do this, I could get Gray in here right away, because him and Austin and our younger crew here know a lot more about it than I do. So I'll define, when I Googled AI, artificial intelligence, this is what it came up with. It said it is a field of study that uses computer systems to perform tasks that usually require human intelligence. AI systems can learn, solve problems, and make decisions by using large amounts of data to identify patterns and relationships. And that sounds like, Grace, something that when computers first became a thing back in like late 90s and early 2000s, and it became commonplace, that's something that people, that was a joke. People would say, someday my computer is going to do the dishes. I won't even have to vacuum someday.
And of course, you'll never know if you're talking to a person or a computer stuff. Yeah, that popped up. Sci-fi went wild back then.
Just the identification of AI when it says, A computer can learn, solve problems, and make decisions. That phrase alone is like a Jetsons thing when they first came out. That's just like, whoa.
Yeah, it sounds impossible. But I think the first thing that a person should know if you're not sure what's going on with AI and you hear those things, learn, solve problems, and make decisions. At least right now, those are approximations. It doesn't learn the same way you learn to do long division. It doesn't repeat tasks over and over again and understand them a little better every time through an intrinsic understanding like a person does. Mm-hmm. For an AI, nothing ever clicks. There's never a eureka moment. It brute forces things until, hey, I'm going to run this problem 100 times and I'm going to compare it against a set of known confirmed answers that me and AI can find on the internet. That's mm-hmm. what it's doing. It's test and fail really quickly behind the scenes and only then presenting you with correct answers.
Yeah.
And there's also different flavors of AI. And frankly, the most important thing that I need to disclose is that I don't understand it well enough to explain most of it simply. But I have dipped a toe into it, and there are simple explanations for all of it. And it really matters a lot what version of AI you're dealing with. Are you dealing with something that will turn text that you give it into speech, like synthesize a human voice, not using samples from a real human? There's AIs that will do that now, and they're really scary for people in fields like you and me because they charge a lot less than a DJ and they take a lot less food to get through the day.
Yeah.
So you've got stuff like that, but you've also got things like ChatGPT, which of course is the big boogeyman of AI. That is essentially an automatic high-speed plagiarism machine, in my opinion. But it's not just my opinion. If you do some digging, you'll find that it's pretty well understood that that type of AI, which is, I believe it's called a, what's it called? It's some type of language model. Specifically, it talks. Okay. That's what ChatGPT does. It talks like a person. And that means it will lie to you. ChatGPT will never tell you, I don't know, or I wasn't able to find that information. If you say, give me a list of 5 sources with information about salt mines in Uruguay in 1935, it will do that. It will give you 10 sources. And you better go through and make sure that any of them are actually real books that were ever published, ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it knows what a source looks like, and it knows you want 10 sources. So it will do whatever you want, including make it up out of nowhere.
So, for the average listener listening right now in northern Wisconsin, I guess to make it basic for them, I mean, you could go into AI and you could, let's say I want to write a letter to my sister. All right. I want to write a letter to my sister who lives in Montana. And you could just fill in a certain thing, just basic information about your sister's name and basic information, maybe her hobby and where she works. And she has 3 kids and whatever.
Yes.
And you could hit a button and within seconds, a letter would be created to send to your sister, and you would probably proofread it to make sure that there's not something in there because they're still working on AI and some of the stuff. But you would go in there and you would look at it and you would say, that's pretty close to what I might say.
Yes, yes. Well, and there are actually, so the thing is, though, there are patterns to the writing that most AI uses, and that evolves over time as the AI gets updated by the people who make it and things like that. By the way, just really quickly, to take the fear out of it, when I say plagiarism machine, what I'm saying is, what your example, like, tell ChatGPT to write a letter to your sister, and it will go online, like, instantaneously, and find letters that people have uploaded written to their sister, and it'll find commonalities in letters written to by people to their sister, and it'll say, okay, here's 13 things that most letters to a sister generally have, and it'll throw them all together to you in correct order based on those ones that it found, and then it will incorporate those facts that you give it, which is I do use ChatGPT here and there for writing purposes, usually to get over writer's block, but that's what I'll do is like, hey, I need something of this long, this many words, which it's gotten a lot better at that. It didn't used to count words, but now it actually does. It would lie to you about the word count before. It was like a toddler, seriously, like a really genius toddler. It's just like, there's 300 words here. No, there's 47. I can count them pretty quickly. But anyway, I get distracted. AI is, it will do exactly what you say of it by really quickly accumulating a lot of data, and it the thing is, it's all aggregated. So as people use AI, they're also giving feedback. Every time ChatGPT gives you an answer, it wants you to tell it how good that answer was.
Yeah.
So it's generally improving just by being used.
Yeah. So how would you say, and I'm putting you on the spot here, like just the average person who works their 9 to 5 and has a few kids and maybe a grandkid and stuff like that, how is AI going to affect their lives in the future? I mean, what are some things that they'll see kind of slowly slip into their lives that they maybe didn't even realize what's going on?
Did you read right above the description of AI? Did you see the two words above the description? AI overview.
AI overview.
An okay. AI went over the Google results you got when you searched the phrase, what is AI? It then compiled those answers in a way that people have determined is the best way to present Google search results to you. Mm-hmm. So instead of just the list of search results, which has changed over time as search engine optimization has become a thing and as people can pay for their result to be on top, well, now the top result is actually an AI telling you what comes below it in the list. And it's actually getting pretty good at telling you what is below it in like it kind of summarizes the important points. Before now, I mean, and this just switched, what would generally happen is you'd get the Wikipedia article for a given thing as one of the top results. Mm-hmm. That's generally pretty informative. It's used and kind of combed and groomed, if you will, by its users. So people are continually watchdogging Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And I won't get into the watchdogging on AI, but now pretty quickly. I mean, yeah, the Wikipedia link is going to be up there pretty high, but even AI is telling you what AI is now. The one that I think is really funny is the image generation, AI art, if you will, because that is similar to the plagiarism that happens, as I understand it anyway. And there are people who know more about this just screaming at me, sorry to you, but I'm watering it down a lot. But the images, same thing. Okay, I want you to generate an image of me with an angel holding a sword fighting a dragon. Cool. Mm-hmm. It's going to go on the internet. It's going to find every angel, every sword, every dragon, and it's going to try to find something with all three, and it's going to kind of stick them together with tape. And it's gotten a lot better. It's gotten like the quality control has gotten a lot better.
And this doesn't take like 5 hours to do this.
No. I mean, it takes seconds.
Oh
yeah. Snap your fingers and these things are done. But it does that through theft. It's not organically generating a new image. It is incorporating elements directly from, I mean, you won't always see like, holy cow, that's the sword from the Legend of, like, you won't always be able to spot that came right from there. But frankly, it's just because there's so many small details taken from so many places that you have the illusion of originality.
Yeah, and that ability to gather that information, it's gotten so much better and faster. I mean, we see it very basic through Alexa and Siri. I mean, that's been around for a while, but your ability to just to say, you know, Alexa, play 98Q Country, and beep, you know, plays 98Q Country, whereas before you 98QCountry.com and click on this and then click play. So it's just a very small example, I guess, of the ability for the systems to just, you know, snap the finger and gather just billions of pieces of data and just throw it together.
Those don't scare me, though. That, frankly, is just kind of the internet coming into part of its truer form. It's kind of the next stage is, okay, how do we make the internet just a little bit better at everything it does, make it faster? The basic AI that we see right now, which, by the way, is not at all self-aware. AI is, it's not artificial intelligence. It's machine learning programs and similar things that just do a really good job of acting like humans do. But it's not studying us. We've programmed it to understand. Big air quotes there. There's no human nature to this thing at all. The thing that does scare me about AI, and I'll admit that something does, is the stuff that still does take a long time for AI to do, like replacing a face in a video. Mm-hmm. And it can do that decently well. Actually, just a couple days ago, I saw a video by a very popular YouTuber by the name of Marquise Brownlee. He's a technology YouTuber. He's very popular. You can find him on YouTube, MKBHD. And he actually showed an AI-generated video of a monkey in his YouTube video. And if he didn't tell me, Joel, I wouldn't have spotted it. And he's like, he's going in and you can see these individual hairs don't line up with the follicles. And when the monkey moves, the hairs kind of float. And I thought, cool, I'm glad you're telling me that. Because now that even if with you telling me, I can't spot what makes this an AI video. So we're getting to that point where that weird kind of hair raising, uncanny valley feeling. it's sort of being left behind.
And we've already crossed that line of not believing what you read, of course, on the internet and on social media and stuff like that. But now it's to the point where even what you see and what looks real to your brain, what you think is reality, and seeing a picture of someone, a video of someone, you know, first thing I always think is this real? I mean, yes. Is this real? It just makes you doubt everything that you see on the internet for me.
So for me, it's not being used for anything really that mundane because there's not much purpose to it. But that said, I don't understand the complexities of if somebody wanted to do some complicated psychological thing with AI, you know, I'm not sure how they'd go about it. But that said, mm-hmm. I am still quite confident that a person who has their wits about them and who is familiar with the internet, who is generally savvy with technology, and who knows what good sources look like, and who knows what to look for signs of malfeasance, you can still find and verify good internet, even for the most part, with just a sniff test. You know, if you ask a couple questions about the information you find, whether it's AI generated, whether it comes from the people it seems it's coming from, whether those people want what they say they want, you can still verify those things for yourself. And yeah. For now, at least, I still put it in the hands of whoever's using that technology to use it responsibly. We're not at a point where there's so many pitfalls, there's so many things that are out there and going to get you that everybody's going to get got. Nowhere near at that point.
But that process that you mentioned about, you know, vetting everything, you know, there's still a certain significant percentage of the population, 45 to 50 years old up probably, that's not in their mind to do that. So you're talking a very high percentage of people in America who see something and their first intuitive thing isn't to, well, I got to verify that that's what it is. They just, it's true. I read newspapers. You know, I read newspaper. I see a picture in the paper. You know, that picture is who it is. Well, so that process can sting people if they don't realize it needs to be done.
Well, asking for sources has become demonized, Joel. Asking where information came from now a controversial and adversarial thing, which is mind-boggling to me. Mm-hmm. You think I'm just going to trust? I mean, and it's not even because I'm not going to trust you. It's because I don't trust whoever you got that information from. And as an unfortunate collateral damage, you think I don't trust you, but we've got to get over that wall. I've got to verify the information you're giving me because, frankly, I'm not sure you did. I frequently make the mistake of getting too wrapped up in the internet as it is. And I saw a quote the other day on social media, and it was just, it was basically, this person's lawyer said, and then there were quotes around it. There were no names. There was no source to that info. So I spent 5 minutes searching that. I was like, there's nothing but that one social media post anywhere in the internet claiming that this happened. Yeah. And the claim that was made was that a lawsuit had occurred. So it was like, cool, I can check the court system. And it wasn't there. And it just like, it was a really well-written post though. And it had an image of the relevant subject matter and it felt very believable. But yeah. 10 seconds of checking, and it's just, I'm pretty, frankly, if that was AI generated, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, the crumbling of journalism has been a discussion that's been going on for a few years because of what you just said. There's a benefit for people to go on social media and throw things out there that may or may not be true, and they get financially rewarded for it with absolutely no mm-hmm. repercussions. It used to be if you went in the newspaper and you printed something in the newspaper and it wasn't right, you had better put a correction in there. You could lose your job. You could lose your newspaper, could lose the ability to publish. You could be banned. Now that's all gone. There is no punishment for lying right now on the internet. There is very little punishment, and there is a financial reward. And that's why you have influencers and all these people doing this stuff. They're just saying whatever they can say to get clicks, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It doesn't matter.
People got to remember, your phone is paying attention even to what you look at for a certain length of time. I'm not saying be paranoid and keep it in a lead box. I'm saying keep in mind that what you interact with on the internet will self-reinforce. Facebook is designed to show you more of what it thinks you mm-hmm. like. So, by definition, Facebook is there to create you a reinforced echo chamber. Whatever your flavor is, I don't care what it, red, blue, purple, green, doesn't matter. Whatever you generally interact with on Facebook will appear more. Guaranteed. Yeah. That's how it works. That's how it keeps your interest. And by the way, the focus of Facebook, it's not for teens anymore. It's shifted to being for people of my age and generally above. Yeah. It's for people with free time. And that's not kids who are busy at school. It's for people who are able to go grocery shopping at 8 a.m. and that's how they start their day. Yeah. Now you've got Facebook time. So it's that's something that I think we're really going to have to combat, is how much information people are pulling from the internet with no verification processes. And I don't knock anybody. The system is not designed for you to be informed. It's for you to be profitable for ad revenue right now. What can you do about that? Stop even looking long time at those things that, like, come on, does it feel good to read? Okay, then you should verify it as a source. If you feel good reading it and it's not about some cute puppy, somebody wanted you to feel good reading it.
So back to the artificial intelligence, and we're going to get to Darren Patterson, our Shawam Ganadi. And I wanted to have this in discussion because I just thought to myself, there's a lot of people in our listening audience that maybe don't understand artificial intelligence, and maybe getting just a little bit of information about it will help them down the line from being duped or whatever will happen. But there, as always, there's some great things with artificial intelligence, I think, that will make people's lives better. But with that, will always comes things that people are going to dig and make it bad too. But so there are some positives. We talked about a lot of the negatives, but there are some things down the line that we don't even know in our minds or happen right now that that AI will make our lives better too.
Yeah, I mean, AI is a powerful tool. Think of it that way. It's a very powerful tool with a lot of leverage to it, and so is a breaker bar. How many of you have dusted your knuckles good using a breaker bar? It's possible to goof up with AI too. I think it's possible to rush to replace people. You know, the ideal money saving model of AI is a lot of people out of work. So that's kind of, I mean, if you want to go really tinfoil hat and paranoid about it, it's not unreasonable to ask the big question: What's the very far future eventuality? And there are scenarios in sci-fi all over the place and posited for what can happen when AI gets out of hand. We're not talking Terminator. We're talking, what if you over rely on AI? What happens to people?
Movies without actors and writers, TV shows without actors and writers. I mean, that's the thing that makes the top end wealthier and eliminates that a lot of jobs.
Absolutely. There's only so many jobs that can be replaceable, and I'll tell you what, it's been determined by many sources that one of the most replaceable jobs by an AI would be the decision making of someone like a CEO. But that's not who's getting replaced by AIs, because they're the ones making the AIs. So you can guess how that's going to actually go.
Again, I just wanted to kind of have the discussion because I read a little bit about it, and it just hit me that a lot of our listeners may not really have an understanding of what it is, what artificial intelligence is. But I tell you what, the first time you go in and you kind of play around with it a little bit, the first time I had any kind of a inkling with it, and I don't even know if this qualifies as AI, is when I had a free app make a song. I went in and I just gave it like four or five different things, and it created a song. I'm just like, that is really cool, man. That is really cool. And that maybe not qualify as artificial intelligence, but it kind of teeters on it a little bit there. The ability to put in just a very basic information, hit a button, and a few seconds later, the computer creates a story that you're like, wow, that's pretty good.
Yes, mine write a story about a shark named Harold, and it did okay. it tried to write a joke, and you and I were talking about this. It can't write a joke. It understands the framework and the wording that goes into a joke, kind of. Like, I had it write a joke, and the punchline was like, it was about a shark, and I don't remember what the joke setup was, but he said, doing it on the fin, you know? And it's like, okay, that felt like a punchline, and it felt like a setup, but it made absolutely no sense, was not funny, there was no element of humor to it. But you could tell that it had absolutely gone in and saw, all right, this is the ramp up to the punchline, and it was like the shape of a joke, but it was still wrong.
It was so funny.
I don't know how far we are from it actually understanding humor. I don't know how well humans actually understand humor. Why do we laugh is a question that you hear a new answer for every 5 years. I believe it's because all the other options are awful. You know, we'd either be angry, scared. Humor is a nice little third option just when we need it most.
It very well is. We may chat a little bit more about this. Thank you, Graham. But to get to Mr. Patterson here, hope everyone maybe got a little more distracted, educated about artificial intelligence. This is not artificial intelligence. This is actually Mr. Darren Patterson, our high school athletic director, to talk with us about Shawamigan Sports. Good morning, Mr. Patterson.
Hi, Joel. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you, too. We just had a long discussion about artificial intelligence. We know one thing that is for sure is that live sports in person, you're right there, you're seeing it, it's happening. That's never going to be affected by AI, and we had some of that last night, right?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a funny way to segue into sports,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. We had some high school girls action last night. The Shawamigan girls went down to Prentice, played a pretty competitive game, it sounded like, down there.
Yeah. I believe the final was 58-44, if I'm not mistaken. Coach Ernst reported to me that we missed too many shots. But we seem to be doing better with taking care of the basketball and not turning it over as much, which I know has been an emphasis that we're trying to correct. And as you know, Joel, in the game of basketball, if you can take care of the basketball, it does improve your odds to win or compete. And we've the last two games and even last week against Marathon, and I know Marathon thumped us pretty decently, but we're starting to show some signs of taking care of the basketball a little bit better, too. So we'll keep working on that, and if we can, we know there's a few more wins out there for us.
Yeah, and the girls will be back in action. When is their next game there, Darren?
Yes. Well, they're going to have their hands full. So on Friday, both the boys and girls are going to go to Assumption for a varsity-only night, and Assumption is currently ranked number one in Division Five. So we're going to go down there, and we're going to give it a go. We're playing the best in the state, and we'll see how we do there.
All right, and the boys will be back in action again coming up with action later in the week. They got a home contest on Thursday before they go to Assumption, so a chance for people to get out Thursday and see the boys play, right?
Yes, we're hosting Goodman Pembine on Thursday. We're going to start that game about 15 minutes earlier than we usually do. So for a JV contest, typically we start at 5:45. But we're going to start at 5:30, then with the hopes of getting varsity started in that 7 o'clock range. And we're just kind of doing that out of respect for Goodman Pembine. They kind of a long haul from them on a school night being a Thursday. So I don't know how much of a difference 15 minutes will make, but just be aware of that. If anyone's planning on coming to the game, we're going to be 15 minutes ahead than we typically are. But I will say this, our boys are they're really fighting. We very easily could be 3-0 on the year. We're currently 1-2, but in our two losses, they've been by a combined 8 points. And last Friday, Joel, when we played Marathon, Marathon beat us 66-63, a game that for the most part we had control of for, I would say, the majority of the game, maybe except for the last 4 or 5 minutes. Marathon kind of started to pull away from us, but what we learned is that a Marathon made it to state semifinals last year. So what we learned from the game last Friday is if we can put a complete game against Marathon, there's no reason why we can't play with just about everyone on our schedule. So we're pretty optimistic about that. And we see two winnable games on our schedule this week if we play up to par. So we got Goodman Pembine on Thursday here, and then like I said, with the girls, the boys are also traveling to Assumption, which is in Wisconsin Rapids, on Friday.
All right, very good. Wrestling, we were busy last night at the school. We had a quad with Shawamigan and three others, right?
Yep, we had Phillips here, and we also had two of the Marawood South schools in Marathon and Edgar. And what we do now for Marawood Conference Wrestling is we try to help schools, like, for instance, Shawamigan and Phillips. We're the two most northern schools in the conference. And then you look at two schools like Marathon and Edgar, they're significantly, south of us. So instead of just having straight duels, we load up. We put two mats out, and we don't wrestle against Phillips because of the proximity of distance. We'll catch them in a duel later on in this year. But essentially then you identify Shawamigan and Phillips as the two home opponents because we're up here in the Northwoods. And then we each get a mat with both, in this case, Edgar and Marathon. And then next year, the schedule rotates. It'll go to either Marathon or Edgar. They'll host Phillips and us, and we'll just kind of do it that way. And then it guarantees that there's more matches.
Okay.
Because typically when you just wrestle against one school, it can go rather quick. You could be in and out in 40 minutes.
So, right.
It works better to have more teams on site. And, And last night was a good night of wrestling. Marathon and Edgar are legit premier wrestling programs, and Phillips is solid again. We're maybe not up to par from a team standpoint like those schools are right now, but we did have some nice individual performances, like Greg Morgan, who went 2-0 on the night. And then one of our girl wrestlers, Vanessa Schmidt, she went 2-0. And just so our listeners out there know, this year girls will have their own state wrestling tournament. So yeah, our very own Vanessa Schmidt can be a part of that, depending on how far she makes it.
Nice, nice. All right. So wrestling season, it was a little bit delayed in getting going there, but officially underway with a lot of matches last night. That's pretty cool. Team Seal Hockey, we got that scoreboard all functioning and ready to roll. We had a game earlier this week, another one coming up on Thursday, right?
Yes. We had Medford here last night. Medford ended up winning 5-2. It was 4-2, and then we pulled our goalie. So they kind of got, I'll just say, the cheap one at the end there, but very competitive game. The last two games have been very competitive, actually, for Team Seal. So I know they're trying to notch that big W, and hopefully we can get one this Thursday because we'll have Whistle Flag here. And traditionally, that's been a good matchup for both schools. Maybe Whistle Flag's been a little bit better than us in recent years, but historically, we usually play pretty tight games. So if we can keep hanging around in games, we certainly have an opportunity to win on Thursday, and hopefully that happens for us.
Yeah, maybe the most uniquely named co-op team in the WSFLG. I like that they call it Whistle Flag now. That's good.
Yeah, I'll try to get all the schools right. So it's Webster,
Siren,
I just put myself on the front.
Siren, Frederick, Luck, Grantsburg, right?
You got it.
I got it. Do I got them all? All right. All right. So Thursday, tomorrow, we'll have that game on the radio tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, when they host Whistle Flag. We'll get Scott Ekman to be sure to say Whistle Flag. All right. And a fun, busy time at the school, I'm sure, Darren, with a lot of concerts and stuff going on. So a fun couple, a week or plus left before we wrap up the pre-holiday season, right?
Yep, that's right. And we love it. When you got all this stuff going on, it means you have a vibrant and a active, you know, your school's just humming. This is the way it should be. And we know that, you know, sometimes we put a lot on the kids here, but, you know, that's life. Someday when they get in the workforce, they're juggling their work and their families, hopefully they look back and say, oh, yeah, you know, what I did in high school helped prepare me for that. So
exactly.
Certainly good times here.
All right, Darren, thank you for the update. Hope to talk to you next Wednesday again, okay?
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Darren Patterson. He's the high school athletic director at the Shawamigan School. Busy stuff going on there. Thursday, home basketball and home hockey, if you want to catch one of those on Thursday.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New York Police Department said to be alarmed by posters outside the New York Stock Exchange suggesting that Luigi Mangione is a martyr and that the murder of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is, quote, a symbolic takedown over perceived corruption. Mangione remains in a Pennsylvania jail, refusing extradition to New York, where he is charged with Thompson's murder. Conditions are improving in Southern California. Santa Ana winds calmer, even though that fire in the hills above Malibu continues to burn. Out this morning, new numbers on inflation.
The November Consumer Price Index is expected to show a slight acceleration in inflation from the previous month. That might normally be enough for the Fed to hold interest rates where they are. But the job market continues to be resilient. Many economists expect the Fed to shave 0.25% from a key interest rate next week.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The numbers just released show consumer prices up 0.3% as expected. Pope Francis making his first remarks about Syria this morning. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Xcel Energy is proud to announce a $30,000 grant has been awarded to three Boys and Girls Clubs on Native lands. Boys and Girls Club of Lacouderie, Boys and Girls Club of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and Boys and Girls Club of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Carl Hosley, president of Xcel Energy Wisconsin and Michigan, said, quote, "We are thrilled to support these incredible organizations that provide essential services and opportunities to youth in their communities. Our commitment to community service is at the heart of everything we do, and we are honored to contribute to the growth and development of these Boys and Girls Clubs," end quote. The grant is part of Xcel Energy Foundation's ongoing efforts to invest in community vitality and support organizations that align with the company's values. The funds will be used to enhance programs and services that promote education, health, and leadership among the youth in these communities. For more information about Xcel Energy Foundation and its community initiatives, please visit Xcel Energy's website. Major phone changes are coming. Stuart J. Waddles has the 411.
Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumain.
And we'll take a look at sports and do your birthdays in just a moment here. So if you have a local birthday, still time to get it to us at 715-762-3221 once a month. We get Scott Schultz in here from the YMCA, Flambeau River YMCA, to talk a little bit about the building and the update us on what's going on before the big grand opening in April. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Thanks for coming in. And we mentioned this last month when you were in here. The weather cooperated so nicely for you guys late last summer into the fall. You guys really were working ahead of schedule, and things are on or continue to be ahead of schedule, right?
Everything is going really well on the construction side. As you and I were just talking about here a moment ago, we've been very blessed with very good weather here at the start of the fall and through the majority of the fall. So all of that exterior work was primarily done. And believe it or not, we're actually doing some of the finishes on the inside right now.
Really, really. And we're shooting for, what was it, April. Get it going?
Yep. We're hoping around mid-April to be able to start inviting some people in there.
Okay. And what does that mean for maybe people are listening for the first time? So the Flambeau River YMCA opening in April. So what does that mean for the average citizen here of things that they may be interested in being involved with at the Y?
Yeah. So we haven't announced our initiatives yet, but they'll be coming out fairly soon here for when we have that grand opening. That, you know, that first month where we can build a lot of excitement. But as you walk into the Y, you're going to be greeted with the membership desk on the left-hand side, and then on the right-hand side, that large wellness center that was built on throughout the summer. And that'll have everything from your cardio equipment to your strength training and plate-loaded machines. So whether you like to run on a treadmill or you like to lift a lot of heavy weights, there's something for everybody on that side, as well as our group exercise room that'll have everything from, small group exercise, personal training, cycling classes, kind of a you name it deal. And then midsummer, we're looking at being able to open up our daycare as we start the licensing process here very soon.
All right. All right. So it just seemed like it was a while back. It just happened so fast.
Very quick.
Yeah, I know. It just doesn't seem like it's only like 4 months away here that we're going to open this thing up.
It doesn't seem like it, but we'll probably still, knowing Wisconsin, we'll still have a little bit of snow on the ground when we open those doors.
Yeah, and the childcare part of it is a big, the daycare part. That was really a driving initiative behind this, and it is for a lot of the communities. So what does that mean for our parents who have kids that that take advantage of child care here in the area?
Yeah, daycare is going to be a huge piece to the Y. And if anybody's interested in getting on the wait list for that, we are accepting families into that right now to the wait list. And as we have information that'll come out, I'll be able to reach out to those families directly to share that information. So we'll have a 0-2, a 2-3, and a 3-4-year-old classroom. And so as you're children are coming into this world all the way up until they go into 4YK at the school district, there's a spot for them at the Y.
So the facility, a grand opening in April, so is that the daycare part of it going to be something that'll be part of it right away, or what's the time frame on that?
The daycare will be midsummer. We have to open the Y, and we have to have the licensing aspect come through. And so that takes a little bit longer, but that's also right on schedule.
Yeah. So some of our listeners may be thinking about, well, are there job opportunities at the Y? Are there opportunities to volunteer or be a part? Or how could the general public, because it is one of the big reasons why YMCAs do thrive in the communities, is people getting involved, right? So how can they do that?
So there's a lot of opportunities that are coming out very shortly. We We will be announcing our new program director here in the next week or so. We've hired somebody for that, a local individual who that will be coming on in early January. But we'll make that announcement next week. Very exciting. And they're going to lead all of our sports, dance, and group exercise programs. We are thrilled to have this person.
In the next week? So is it going to be Santa Claus?
That would be fun. But, Santa Claus would probably do really well with a lot of it. But certainly get a lot of people coming through the door for that. But then we'll also be offering opening up the open positions for group exercise instructors, our active older adult coordinator, child care coordinator, all of those different pieces that pull everything together will be announced in the next couple of weeks, because we really have to start hiring here before we open the doors.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know, the Flambeau River YMCA right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls, in the old City Hall building, I guess you could say, for a directive on that. And this is phase one, and there's plans for more to come down the line, too.
Absolutely. Phase two, that'll be the gymnasium.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, well, thank you for the update. Hope you and your family have a terrific holiday season. So look forward to more updates after the first of the year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joel.
Yep, Scott Schultz with the Flambeau River YMCA here in Park Falls. We've got some birthdays to get to here in just a moment, some sports right now.
The Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with four games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win the line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable, even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn, and you want people to know. You know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
One other thing we want to jump back on with Scott Schultz from the YMCA, as we have a dance class and such coming up that we wanted to make people aware of. It's been going on here with the previous class, but update us on that, Scott, if you could.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate you jumping back in here.
Yeah.
So we have our current dance program that has one more week to it, but then tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., if you tune into our Facebook page, you'll be able to see that our next announcement of youth dance classes will be going on to the Facebook page, and those will be starting January 6th that week, and it's a 20-week program that will culminate in a recital. So it's a recital performance-based program. We have performance jazz, ballet, palms, and hip-hop as the programs that'll be coming out. And so they're going to be very exciting. They're essentially about $30 a month. So it's a fee-based per month program. And we're really excited about it. Our two instructors, Kerrigan and Jordan, it was their idea, and they are running with it. They've already began the choreography, and they're working with the kids on that.
Nice.
It's very exciting.
And they hold it at the school?
Right at the school. We're very blessed to have the school district have our backs on this. And it runs Monday through Thursday, the different classes.
All right. So if you have kids' interest, is this for girls and boys, or
anybody who wants to sign up?
Anybody?
We have ages from 3 through 17.
All right. And where would they sign up for that then? Where do they do
so
that?
you follow the link that'll be on Facebook.
Okay.
Yep. There's a QR code or a link, whichever one works better.
Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page.
Correct.
All right. Yep. And find the link on there. That's very good. That's such a great program, because it's not only kids just general in dance, but it does so much for them athletically, balance and everything. I mean, you hear so many stories of professional athletes that they took dance classes when they were younger because they have such great balance and stuff like that. It adds to everything, doesn't it?
And it holds on throughout your life. It's one of those skills that once you have that balance and that footwork, it stays with you for a lifetime.
Yeah, very fantastic. So check out the Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page and sign-ups. Look for that later tomorrow, right?
Yep, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. it'll be announced.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks for jumping back in. Birthdays. Well, I promise we'll get to them here next. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, seven below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only three above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Birthday wishes today. Manny Stein is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Manny, from your family and your friends. Hope you have a great day today. And we've got birthday wishes also going out to Chuck Furman, who is celebrating. Linda wants to wish you a very, very happy birthday, Chuck. If you're celebrating here on this 11th day of December, you get to share your day with these other celebrities like Lisa Gastineau, the ex-wife of former NFL star Mark Gastineau, was a reality TV star on The Gastineau Girls. Ooh, she's 65 today. Bess Armstrong, the actress from TV's House of Lies and My So-Called Life, 71 today. Susan Seidelman, the director, Desperately Seeking Susan, Smithereens, 72 today. Terry Garr, the actress, she was on Moonlighting. That was kind of her her, not her main start, but she's been in many, many movies also, and she passed away back in just a couple months ago in October 29th of this year, born in 1944, Terry Garr. Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, of course, her Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction too, and Rockabilly and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree this time of year. She's still going. Her real name is Brenda Tarpley. Brenda Lee is 80 today. Donna Mills, the actress from Play Misty for Me, TV's Knots Landing, and several daytime soap operas, 84 for Donna Mills today. Tom Brumley, the longtime pedal steel guitarist for Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, also played with Ricky Nelson and Dwight Yoakam. He passed away at the age of 73 back in 2009, did Tom Brumley. And Rita Moreno, the first Hispanic actress to win an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. Her Oscars were for Best Supporting Actress for West Side Story, a couple of Emmys for appearances on The Rockford Files. The Rockford Files won an Emmy? And The Muppet